Hello, everybody. This is Worlds of Books. Today is March 19th, 2024. And we are discussing the
Trump
book,
has left the meeting.
The Good, Good Pig by Cy Montgomery. So Jana just left, but I guess maybe she's having technical difficulties. Hopefully she'll come back. We got 13 in the room right now. I'm gonna let Joni go first in just a second. She's not gonna stay, but let me go over a little bit I've got about the author, and then the quick character list. Let's see. Cy Montgomery was born February 7th, 1958, in Frankfurt, Germany. Her father was a brigadier general. I assume they were over in Germany because of his military duties. She graduated from, let's see, excuse my voice. Let me do a quick listen to this.
1958, in Frankfurt, Germany, left bracket, the Austin of Will and Montgomery. Her father was a brigadier general of the U.S. Army semicolon. Her mother was a pilot who also worked for the FBI.
Her mother was a pilot who also worked for the FBI. She lived in several places. She grew up in Virginia and New Jersey. She graduated from, I think, Westfield High School in New Jersey. She graduated from Syracuse with her a college degree, and she's written over, let's see, 34 books. Let's see.
Jana Luttrell has joined the meeting.
Hey, Jana's back. Let's see. And, you know, including this one, The Good Good Pig, and one called The Soul of an Octopus, maybe. What I liked, and you knew from reading this book, She's a huge animal lover, and when she got asked one time about what is it about animals and stuff, and her comment was, animals show compassion. Like humans don't do a great job with compassion. I'm coming to realize the older I get, whereas animals they do a lot better job at showing compassion and take compassion for what, however you want to take it. But I expect if we could all learn to be more, have more empathy for our fellow creatures, those that walk on two legs and those that walk on four, so we'd all be a lot better off. And I that was what I gathered from Cy Montgomery. I think I would love sitting down and just chatting with her because I think she's got a good soul. And that's all I've got of her. There's a long Wikipedia article that goes into a lot more, list all of her books and stuff. Like I said, she's written 34, so she's written quite a bit. So let me go on over a quick character list here of at least the ones that I accumulated, and everybody can feel free to add to as we discuss it. Okay, well, the setting of the book is in
New Hampshire, left there in Hancock.
Hancock, New Hampshire, Southern New Hampshire. I wrote down things that just caught my attention when they were talking at the beginning of the book about some of these Vietnamese pig, potbelly pig. There was a couple of rescue operations. One of them was called Little Orphan Hammies. I thought that was a very clever name. So, okay. All right. Now the characters. Christopher Hogwood, obviously the main character in the book, started out as a small pig that they thought was going to die and ended up being over a 700-pound behemoth. Cy Montgomery and Howard Mansfield, that's the husband and wife, or the wife and the husband in the book, the writer. And they're both writers. So, George and Mary Easland, I think that's the family that they got Christopher Hogwood from. Let's see. Yeah, they were the owners of the farm where Christopher was born. Tess is the border collie that they adopted and that lived with them a long time. Kate and Jane Cabot were the two little girls that moved in next door to Cy and Howard. And, you know, I think Kate helped her when she was writing the book and stuff. And if they ever said what happened to Jane, I miss that. I don't know. I guess Jane probably.
She went away to college, Alan.
She went away to college. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so she apparently had another life and wasn't involved at the latter part of the book.
Really happy. Mother of Kate and Jane.
Willa was their mother. Kelly Feldgar was a neighbor that I think ended up having cancer, and I think she died. But Beth Bishop was a volunteer at and she was a volunteer at an animal shelter, and she loved pigs. Tenant, Celinda was a tenant who rented from Cy and Howard because, you know, they had their house divided. I think they rented part of their house out and stuff to tenants.
Bobby and Jarvis Coffin. Grandparents who buy them.
Bobby and Jarvis Coffin were some, they were an older couple that moved in next door.
Gretchen. Gretchen was raised in that one. She repeated.
Gretchen is what was, they kind of mentioned Gretchen toward the end of the book, it seemed like. And they told that horrible story about how she raised pigs, and she had that one pig that had become kind of like a pet. And the guy that showed up to that showed up to when they were ready to take him to market and stuff, the little pig that was the pet ran up to greet him, and he asked if this was one of them. And she said yes, and he shot the pig. I could not believe it. I still haven't recovered from that saying, but anyway.
Mary the Red Maggie. Mary the Red Side former pastor.
Okay, Maggie got kind of mentioned it in the book. She was married to Graham, the Side's former pastor. And I think Maggie had been, you know, and died. I think she got cancer and died too. But she was one that used to send cards to Christopher all the time because she had a bad upbringing. She never got cards when she was a kid. So. Okay, well that's all I've got. I mean the book the type of book it was really didn't. I mean, being a nonfiction story, so didn't really lend itself to a character list. But like I said, if y'all have got others to add to the list, feel free to do so. And so I'll start calling the folks. And Joni wanted to go first, so Joni, I think you wanted to go, so have at it.
Okay, so thank you, Alan. The reason why I wanted to go first was that I really did not like the book. I didn't give it much of a chance. I read the first, I don't know if it was chapter one or the prologue or what it was, but it was about how pigs could be so nasty, and they were scary, and they ate children, and this kind of thing. And I got so turned off, I couldn't continue with it. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it, and I'm going to leave now because since I didn't read the book, I don't really care to stay for the rest of the group. And I know what the book for April is too. So thanks for listening to me, and enjoy your meeting. And I'll see you next month. Well, I'll see you before that, of course. But thanks for listening to me.
Okay. Well, thank you for
take care, Joni.
Yes, thank you for coming and sharing your comments. Yes.
Take care, Joni.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye, Joni. See you Sunday, hopefully.
Okay. What? Let's see. She said, "See you Sunday at Mystery Book Group, hopefully."
Oh, right. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Melinda, you're first.
Well, thank you, Alan. I have read this book, actually. I think this is like my third or fourth time reading this book now. I generally don't reread books much. when I first heard about this book, it was on a public radio broadcast right after the book first came out, and I was so happy when Bard got it. I love this book. You know, pigs are really underestimated. People think they're dirty and that they're nasty and they're mean. And yeah, they can be. I mean, wild pigs are nothing you want to mess with. But this was just such a good story. You know, just how the pig brought Sai to a different place in herself. And she says that, you know, he really taught her a lot. Seems like before she really got to know him well, she was kind of, I'll say, closed off, but more reserved. And I think he brought more of her personality out. And I just loved it. I love the dynamics. And I really loved how he bonded with the little girl with cancer and that kind of thing. I just really love the book. So.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sally Rosenthal.
Okay. I apologize in advance for any background noise. I am in the hospital for a couple days. I'm going home tomorrow. I'm okay. But I love this book. This is my favorite animal book of all time. When Melinda talked about it in, I think it was Banquet of Books, several months ago, it reminded me how much I love this book. And she's right. Pigs are extremely sensitive, intelligent creatures. They're one of the smartest animals. And what Christopher Hogwood taught Sai was nothing short of miracles. I can't say enough about this book, so I will shut up and let other people talk.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Sally. Okay, let's see. Sorry, I had to mute myself. I had my talking caller ID was going wild. So let's see. Let's see. Abby Taylor.
All right. Well, Sally, I'm sorry you're in the hospital and hope you feel better soon. I really liked this book. It kind of reminded me, in a way, of Charlotte's Web. Now, you know, that's a completely different story and it's fiction. And, you know, the pig in this case doesn't go to the fair and win a ribbon or anything like that. But, you know, the idea about a pig that, you know, is considered runt, you know, runt and not, he's not going to live. He's not going to amount to anything. And then what do you know? This guy, Christopher Hogwood, lives 14 years. And that, to me, that's pretty amazing. And being a lover of classical music, I love the idea that they named him after that symphony orchestra conductor. And I forgot which symphony orchestra it was, but that doesn't matter. They named him after that conductor. And I was fascinated to learn, and I think I heard this before, that some farmers will actually pipe classical music into the pig pens, you know, to kind of calm the pigs. And it seems to have an effect on them. Having been a music therapist, I found that fascinating. So, and I especially liked the idea of the pig spa, where the neighborhood kids and their parents got together with him.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
Bathing right, him, yeah, and doing his nails and you know, just, you know, making him feel good. I thought that was so sweet. And I, you know, I think this is, I definitely recommend this. Even if you don't like pigs, it's, you know, definitely a good book to read. So I really enjoy it. And Faith Potts did an excellent job, I thought, you know, of portraying Cy Montgomery in this book. So, all right, I'll shut up now and let the next person talk. Thanks, Ellen.
And thanks for your posted EB review, too. So,
oh, I think you're welcome.
Lots of folks saw that, too. So, anyway, good, excellent comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Deanna.
Okay. Let's see. Am I?
Yes, you are.
Okay, yep, I am. Okay, all right. Well, as you know, Alan, I had a pet pig when I was a child.
Yeah.
Who was also a runt of the litter. And I had her for 6 months until she bit my brother. But it was his fault. He fell on top of her. So, but my grandfather put her back in the pig pen. And I remember standing there on the outside crying. And she stood on the inside crying. Because we weren't together anymore. And she was a wonderful, funny, exuberant pet. I gave her a bath on Saturday in a wash tub. And she had a place on our long covered green screened in porch where she had a blanket to sleep on. And whenever I came in the front door at the other end of the house, she would see me and run down the length of that veranda and squeal and race around me in circles and then flip over on her back and wave her trotters in the air, just celebrating that I was home from wherever I was. And she was a wonderful pet. But I did make my grandfather promise me that he would tag her ear, and he said he would keep her as a breeder because she was such a friendly, gentle pig, and she would not end up in his smokehouse. Because I never would have eaten bacon again. So I could really empathize with Sai as she nurtures this little pig that the reason they gave them to the pig was because they didn't think it was going to make it, but neither one of the farmer or his wife had the heart to kill it. But he was already almost 2 months old, and he still was barely larger than he was at birth. And so they gave him to someone they thought would take good care of him and possibly he would make it. And he did. And I think that when you live with animals and you care for them and take, you develop a bond with them. You just do. And pigs have been tested to show higher intelligence than dogs. So if you could get a harness on one, I bet they would make an interesting guide.
I expect you're right.
So
they didn't grow so big.
Well, yeah, that too. Because I did have a pygmy goat that thought he was a guide dog. And he did a great job.
A 700-pound guide pig.
700-pound guide pig.
Well, when it certainly would clear the crowd.
You wouldn't have to worry about getting through. Everybody would get out of your way.
Be hard to take on them on an airplane, though.
Yeah. Well, one of the islands where I went to study language while I was in the Peace Corps, there was an elderly woman who didn't speak English, and she came up to me and she grabbed my arm and started dragging me away with her, and my host family had to explain to her, no, she couldn't take their Peace Corps because I was supposed to stay with them, but she wanted to take me home, and she had this gigantic hog that followed her everywhere. Her children gave her the piglet when she was 80, and she was now over 90, and the pig looked out for grandma because he was supposed to be the pig for the feast at her funeral. So as long as grandma hung in there, the pig hung in there. They were quite a pair because he went everywhere with her, and he would steady her when she was on shaky, and he would guard her and chase off the dogs or anybody that would bother grandma.
That's great. Yeah.
So that's my thing feeling about pigs.
Oh yeah.
So
I enjoy
the book.
There was that pig that was in that book about the pigeons too that we read a couple of months ago too. Okay, well, good comments, Deanna. Thank you. And remind me what was your pig's name when
Cha-cha.
You were a little girl?
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha. Okay. Nice.
That's cute. Right. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah. I like waving little trotters in the air. That's a great thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Jana.
Okay. I'm going to get thrown out of this book group. This book did not have the effect on me that it was meant to. Yeah, it was remarkable how she kept the pig alive, even though it didn't have a very good chance. But I started getting grossed out when she said that she was considering having the pig sleep with her, even though it was leaking from both ends, and her husband put an end to that, and he just said, no, we're not going to do that. And I thought, why don't you just go out in the barn and live with the pig? I thought, that is just so disgusting. So at least her husband had some common sense. So, and I don't know, I guess her willingness to subject him to taking pictures for greeting cards and all that, all of that stuff made me question her motives. It seemed to be more about fame and more self-serving than anything, trying to dress up a pig and put a hat on it and all that. So, and I don't know, I just got kind of tired of reading about slops and manure and the pig uprooting other people's lawns. and the other thing too is this pig really wounded somebody with its his tusks, and they did take care of that, but I thought, you know, I would not let little children, you know, around a pig in circumstances like that. So, anyway, those were my impressions about the book. I'm sorry about that, but I'm not going to like a book just because it's about an animal. It's got to be something special, and this pig did not affect me as something special. So.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. You don't have to apologize for expressing your opinion.
Really? Everyone's entitled to his or her own opinion.
Everybody has their own opinion. Yep. Yep. You don't need to apologize for your opinion.
Even when your opinion is a pig's breakfast, but whatever. Okay.
It's not a pig's breakfast.
Okay.
Right.
Now that was a good comment. I don't want to hear any groans from the audience.
Yeah. People, you will pay for that remark, Alan Limley.
So anyway, I owe that to Christopher Buckley and Little Green Men. So anyway, but all right, let's see. Yes, Janet, you are totally entitled to your opinion about books. Yes, we won't differing opinions. Okay, so let's see.
Well, at least I know how to form my own opinions, right?
No, that's what we want to hear. Okay, LaDon.
Yes, I thought for me, this was a really good book to read at 200%.
Okay. That's different.
That's a different one.
I thought that it was a total waste of time from beginning to end, but I read every word from the first to the last word, so I read the whole book. But it wasn't my cup of tea for certain, and I'll just keep my comment short this month because I know I talk a lot other times, but I just can't talk anymore about this one. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Well, you're welcome, LaDon.
Fair enough. Thank you.
That's, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Oh, thank goodness, LaDon. I'm not the only one.
Okay. Well, remember, Tony didn't like it either, so.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, Marcia Moses.
Well, I was not going to like this book. In fact, I kept putting it off. It's like, I've got to read this doggone book. But I really liked it. I truly loved Chris. I thought he was just so cool, and he did not mean to hurt, I forget her name, with his tusks. You know, he was he was a big boy, and, you know, his tusk cut her, and she was not at all put off. You know, she still loved him, and it was an accident. Yeah. But Christopher helped Cy to grow and to evolve into a different person. Remember, at one point she was saying she didn't like kids. She didn't play with kids when she was a child. She didn't like children. He helped her to grow into a person. You know, she loved Kate and Jane and the other kids who came to Pig Spa and that kind of thing. And not only that, I learned so much about her travels, other animals, and a lot about pigs. I didn't know pigs had a nose disc. I don't know what a pig's nose looks like, but I thought that was awesome that, you know, pigs have skin similar to ours. And of course we do, the medical community does use pig's valves for heart surgeries and that kind of thing. I didn't realize, you know, until she pointed it out, that we were so much alike, pigs and humans. And so I don't know if I'll read anything else of hers. I don't know if anything else is available on Bard. I wouldn't pay credits for Audible, but I really enjoyed the book. And I've got a quick pig story for you.
Okay.
My husband and I had only been married for, about a year. So we were pretty darn young. And we went to visit this farm with my brother-in-law's girlfriend, and she had this old car, one of the old, I think it was a 1957 something or other. And we got to this farm and we got out of the car and we were standing there by the car, and they were raising this pig that they were going to butcher later that fall. It was like early fall. And all of a sudden we hear this, whip, 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 you know, this pig coming running. My husband, and it was a big old car, my husband took two leaps and ended up on the roof of this car. I think the pig's name was Elizabeth, actually. But everybody's like, she's not going to hurt you. I don't think he was up there that long, but he got away from that pig as quick as he could. Anyway, I really enjoyed the book.
So was Elizabeth just coming to greet y'all or what?
Yeah, you know, it freaked him out. So,
yeah.
But no, she.
Well, yeah.
And I didn't jump up on the car. He didn't. She didn't hurt me. So,
yeah. I can understand. I mean, pigs are not what most normal people, you know, sighted folks would think would be like a dog or something coming to greet you, especially if they've got a lot of weight on them and stuff. But,
He wasn't a sighted guy, but you know,
yeah.
And actually we had some of the meat from the pig, and I don't think they fed her a good diet or something, because the meat wasn't all that great. She didn't have all the delicacies that Christopher had.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Good story. Thank you. Let's see. Michelle.
Hi. I'm sorry I had such problems getting into the room tonight. It took me until about 2 minutes ago to get my Zoom working, so I'm happy it's working now.
Okay.
I wasn't really the biggest fan of this book. You know, I like her writing style. She's very conversational. You kind of feel like you're sitting and talking with her. So that was kind of nice. And, you know, some of the stuff about Christopher was very, appealing, like how the community kind of worked together to provide the food for him to eat, because I don't think this couple could have afforded to pay for everything that he needed to eat. And, you know, even the thing about, it sounded like, kind of like when you rub a dog's belly, that's what it sounded like to me. You're sort of rubbing the pig's belly and whatever. And that was all very cute. But I do think, similar to what Jana was talking about, I kind of worried about the safety of the pig, you know, in the community. Mm-hmm. Like I've never lived on a farm. I've never lived in a farming community. And maybe it's typical for people to have pigs in their backyard and, you know, they could possibly get loose and go into other yards. And they had sort of a homemade harness, and it sounded like they were trying to construct a fence to keep him in, but he was very, very large. I mean, this is not like a large dog. This is, you know, over 700 pounds. And even though they shaved the tusks down, it did seem like he could potentially hurt a child or a small animal or something, not intentionally, but just because of his size and because he's an animal, you know. So for me, I thought they made the story maybe a little cuter than it should have been. You know, there were safety issues, I thought. The other thing that disturbed me particularly was all the stuff about the mother and her anti-Semitism. Every time we read about her, I was really horrified. And even though it turned out that maybe her husband was Jewish or partially Jewish or whatever, that didn't make anything feel better for me, because I thought, well, the husband never acknowledged that he could have had Jewish faith. And if she had found that out, who knows, probably would have divorced him. And the fact that she was so disrespectful to Sy's husband wouldn't really acknowledge him. I really thought,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure that this was all true, but I really thought it didn't really need to be in the story, because she could have did a little part where she talked about the death, where her mother was dying and she went to see her mother, and she could have just left it there. So obviously there were anti-Semitic people and she must have been one of them. But for me, it was very disturbing to read about this, and I really did not like it. And every time I got to the part with the mother, I kind of sped it up, so I got through it really quickly. So yeah. I think it was a cute story in a lot of ways. He's very appealing. You know, he's this big, lovable pig. The kids were rubbing his belly. How safe that was, honestly. I mean, if I had a small child, I don't know that I would let the child go near a pig this size. It just sounded a little dangerous. So you know, I had kind of a mixed reaction to the book. But if somebody said they wanted to read a story about a pig, I would recommend the book. I mean, there's really, you know, her style is nice and there's interesting facts about pigs in it. But it wasn't really the best book for me, I think. But thank you.
Okay, thanks. And you should be one of the people that would not be advised to drink a bottle of beer anywhere near Christopher, because I expect his charging towards you to get a sip of it would not turn out well. But anyway, okay, Pat and Tom, if y'all are both there,
yeah, we are. We're both here.
Okay,
and I would say that my reaction was mixed, also. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Michelle, I thought that a lot of the facts about pigs were really interesting, and some of the similarities to humans, that was quite interesting. And I thought that the spa, that was really interesting too. It was cute to have the spa for the kids, you know, and that was good. But there was I like animals, but this was very much filled with animals, probably a little bit more than I would have liked. So that was, yeah, pretty much my reaction.
Okay, fair enough. Tom?
Yeah, we were going to read a book about pigs. I said, what? But I knew nothing about pigs at all growing up, and even recently not, until I met one at a
petting zoo,
and the woman came along and set a pig in my lap.
A little one, yeah.
Well, yeah. He wasn't that little. He was, yeah, he was about 20 or 3 pounds. But, and just touching on it, you know, like this is, you feel like I could be touching the dog, you know, and touch his ears, and his nose was like a dog's. Somewhat like a dog's foot. So, yeah, I like the story. I enjoyed it, but I know a little more about pigs now.
And that little pig didn't want to leave your lap either.
No.
The lady had to come and pick him up. Take him off your lap.
Oh, you wanted to get down anyways. So I liked it.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks for your comments. Pat and Tom, both. Okay. Shelly Kane.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We can hear you.
Thank you. I wasn't sure if I was unmuted or not. Okay. I like the book, actually. I found it entertaining. When I first heard that we were doing this book, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be really interested. I like animal books, but I wasn't sure if I'd be interested in learning about pigs, but I actually was. I found a lot of humor with this book, especially when he was like climbing out of the crate. He'd break through the fence all the time and just be running around. It was just a lot of, it was really funny. So I love the stories about that. I love them with the pig with the kids. I don't know if I would ever get close to a pig, but he was just the ultimate pig in my opinion. You know, I like the kids' stories. I love the pig spa. I think it brought Sai out of her comfort zone. I think it actually brought her into the community more, because she never like had any friendships or relationships with anybody. Excuse me. And I think having the pig, she had, you know, she had a lot of people over. No, this pig was a celebrity, so I think that she, you know, actually came out of her shell a lot more, and it helped her a great deal. The parts I didn't care for the narrator. I'm not really a Faith Potts fan. I don't know if this is a commercial audiobook or if it's just borrowed. I don't know. The parts I really did not like, I didn't like her mom. I thought her mom was very rude at times, not liking her husband for one thing. Yeah, her daughter can come, but her husband can't. Well, when you're married, you're kind of a package deal. And I just thought that was kind of wrong. You know, I was very sad that, you know, she passed away from cancer and Sai's dad also passed away from cancer. It sounded like there were some family issues before they both passed. And I think Sai was in the middle of all that. You know, I liked the dog. The dog was really cute. Tess, she was really cute. I was very, very saddened when Christopher died. That was actually, the worst part for me when he passed away. But, he did so many great things. And, Sai traveled all around the world. She was like doing all kinds of different things. And, it was really a heartwarming book. But, you know, I would have to probably give it maybe 3 out of 5.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you very much for your comments.
Sure.
Sherry Wells.
Okay. Well, I really liked the book. And, you know, she's an animal lover when she says babies would be more appealing if they had fur. Yeah. That was a great line. That was a great line. And lots of good pig stories. I too, like Michelle said, I was really disturbed by the anti-Semitism of her parents. And I thought she was pretty cavalier about it. I thought she should have been more like outraged and, well, if you're not going to accept my husband, then I'm not going to come and see you anymore. I mean, there's just no excuse to accept that stuff. I checked on Bard, and there's a bunch of books by her on Bard, and they all seem to be pretty short, and they all seem to be travel/animals, because she's written, it sounds like, lots of magazine articles and stuff about different animals in different parts of the world. And a lot of them look pretty interesting, especially, you know, they're short. So that always helps. So I probably will read more of her books, but I did enjoy this one.
Okay. Good comments. Thank you. Let's see. I'm checking the list. I think I've. So have I missed anybody? Because I think I've gone through the entire list. But with muting and unmuting, people move around some. So sometimes I miss folks. Anybody that has a comment that I have not called on?
You're up, Ellen.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a lot to add. I liked it for some of the same reasons people have already mentioned. I really think that Christopher was Sai's kind of introduction to the community. He helped her get plugged in, and that's the part of the book that I liked, because he was obviously a favorite of this town, or Hancock, New Hampshire, and I think he helped her get more plugged in to people. People can be real jerks and stuff, and I'm not going to use the term that I really want to use, which I'll just give the acronym. They can be real AHs, and I think Christopher helped her get plugged into the community more, and which I like. That was my favorite part of the book, and of course that scene where he was guzzling beer and stuff. I mean, I thought that was just hilarious. I mean, I wouldn't want to be the one, you know, with a bottle of beer in my hand where he came back. Those scenes where they were like rubbing his belly and stuff, and she was saying good pick, and so I just found that delightful. And I'm a huge animal lover, though. I don't think I've met an animal I didn't like, but she did a good job, I thought, portraying this pig, and I'm glad. I'm going to apologize. I had a bacon sandwich for supper last night, so y'all don't hold that against me. I do love animals, and I enjoyed the book. So thanks to Melinda and thanks to Sally for the recommendation, because I learn, you know, whenever I read it, I try to learn something, and I learned a lot about pigs. And as others have mentioned, I'm diabetic. I take insulin and stuff, and I think the insulin I was on at one point in time was, I think, developed from studying pigs somehow. I can't remember what the connection is exactly, but I think they developed some insulins from studying with pigs and stuff. But anyway. I'm not gonna act like I know medicine, because I don't. But anyway, that they are obviously very intelligent creatures, and I think I learned a lot more about how intelligent they are from reading this book. So thank y'all for suggesting it, and thanks for everybody's comments.
You're welcome, Alan. And I was just going to say, I don't think people would have as many truffles if it wasn't for pigs either, because they hunt for truffles and as her mother goes and her family dynamics, I think the first time I read this book, it didn't really hit me, but it did in that I didn't really like what happened. But I kind of wonder if when her mother was acting like that, I mean, I think maybe that's why in a way Cy was the way she was, because she had to grow up in that environment, you know. I mean, that wouldn't be an easy environment to grow up in.
After her mother's death, she was shocked when a cousin told her that her father was mother was Jewish.
And they kept that a big secret.
She was so neurotic about the whole thing. And so when Cy married a Jewish man, it was like, you know, the mother was hit with it again. And she was a very warped human being. And certainly, I think that's why Cy was a lonely child who related to animals and didn't mind living in really appalling situations if it brought her closer to studying animals she was interested in.
I think that needed to be included in the book, because we got some families that have some real turds in them and stuff, and her mother was obviously one of them.
Her father.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he wasn't able to stand up against her mother from the sounds of it.
I think that would be a very difficult thing to do. I mean, the mother was, I'm not going to say what she was, but she was.
And she was.
She was. And it would be very difficult to stand up to somebody like that. And, you know, at the end of the day, everybody wants to be accepted by somebody. And the ones who accepted her were the animals. And that's where her comfort zone was for a long time.
I would just say that maybe because I'm Jewish, so it sort of hit me differently than I probably hit somebody who's Christian. But I would just say that, you know, when you read about people like this and they just allow this type of behavior to just go unchallenged all the time, it's very offensive. I mean, it's really offensive to read this.
So, I agree.
I'm not Jewish, but it affected me the same way, Michelle. No, I absolutely agree.
It really is very
same here.
When I read this, and especially since she was married to a Jewish man, it struck me as very odd. I understand that it's really hard to not see your parents, especially if your parents are sick. And I would never say to her, I don't know her, but I would never say to her, don't go visit your mother, especially if you're very ill. But I do think that, you know, sometimes you have to do it with a backbone and you have to tell somebody that, you know, your behavior is unacceptable and I'm here to see you because you're sick and I want to see you, you know, under these circumstances. But she really didn't do that. If she did that, it didn't come across in the story. It sounded like she was playing both sides. Like she wanted her husband, I guess, well, I don't know what her husband felt because she didn't really tell us. But her mother, it was very clear what she felt. And when you read stories like this, particularly, you know, in view of anti-Semitism all around the world, it really struck me very, very, like, I don't think she really understood what she was writing. That was the impression I had. She didn't understand what was coming across because to somebody who's Jewish, this does not come across good, this situation. It really doesn't.
Right.
And so it took me out of the story, to be honest. That was the one, I mean, there were other things about the story I didn't love, but that was the one thing. And I honestly really don't think she even needed to put it in the story because it really had nothing to do with this pig. And, you know, it was supposed to be a happy, cheerful kind of story about this pig bringing the community together. What does her mother's anti-Semitism have anything to do with it? That's another book.
That's a good point. Yeah. I didn't think of that. That is a
very good point. Yeah.
Very good point, Michelle. Yeah. It was kind of pointless to put it in there.
Right.
Yeah. I question this author's motive all the way.
That might reveal a little bit about the author also.
Mm-hmm. I think she felt great duty because her father was dead and her mother was alone. She felt responsible, but she was torn because she really wanted to be there with her dog and her pig that were reaching the end of their lives. And she knew that too. But on some level, she could not put the human need over her need for her pets that were such an integral part of her support system.
It just would have been nice if she would have expressed a little more outrage because she didn't express any outrage at all.
Yeah,
and if she
confusing.
Just would have expressed the outrage that it weren't, then, okay, my mother is a jerk and I'm going to tell her that she's wrong, but I'll go see her anyway. Something. But instead she just, you know, that's just the way it is.
I think she'd been totally cowed by her mother her entire life.
That's probably true.
Well, but she had backbone enough to do what she wanted to do. Remember, her mother was totally opposed to her lifestyle.
Yes. She married the man she wanted to marry.
She did.
So and she did what she wanted to do.
I don't think she was kowtowed by her mother at all, except for, you know, when it came to that. And as far as Howard goes, if my parents would have felt the same way about my husband that her parents felt, well, that's another question, that her mother especially felt about Howard, I would have said, okay, fine. You don't want to see my husband? Well, you're not, you won't be seeing me either.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I would have done it.
Yeah, can I see a couple? Oh, wait a minute, Marshall, wait.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shell. Well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that I don't remember. Did she say how her father felt, or was this basically her father going along with her mother's wishes?
I got the impression it was her father going along with her mother's wishes.
Yeah. Her father wasn't in the book, in my opinion, to know enough about what he thought. He died practically right away.
Yeah,
that's true.
What I wanted to say, there's a couple of things. I'll ask the question last. Like you all said, the situation with the family dynamics, I think Deanna hit the nail on the head when she said Sai did not know enough. Like, I don't think she was around her parents a lot, it didn't sound like to me. And her whole life was animals. And some people, I do know some people who don't know how to interact with humans, but they know completely how to interact with animals. It's a whole different ballgame. I've seen it. And I think in her eye, that's kind of what Sai did. That's her whole life. And I think she wanted to be there for both of her parents. It sounded to me like she got along with her dad better than her mom. I don't know. But she was there for both of them. And I think, you know, when you have a parent that's dying, you want to do right by them and be there for them. I can see that. The question I have is, what was the purpose of her husband, Howard? I didn't understand his part in this book. The only part I got was he was helping her with the animals. The family didn't like him. So what was the purpose of Howard in this book? I didn't get that.
Well, she couldn't not write about him. I mean, he was there.
Yeah, he was her husband.
He was her husband.
Yeah. They were together for the animals.
Well, I think that as a writer, he lived a lot in his head, and so did she.
Yeah.
But he also gave her the freedom to be herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't care when she went traipsing all around the world. I mean, it was like,
you want to do. If that's what you need to do, then okay, I'll hold down the fort till you come home. I understand that kind of weird relationship because I have one of those. I've been the one that was the one that joined things and did things and traveled and did a lot of stuff. And my husband said, go and fight all the dragons you want to. Just come home to me when you're tired and bruised.
That's how my niece's relationship is, Deanna. Her husband is not controlling. He's very open to her. It's not that he doesn't care what she does, but she has the freedom to explore. She's a big hiker and traveler and animal activist. She's really she does her own thing, doesn't care who's going with her. She makes us very nervous because she's just all over the board. But yeah, her husband's like that too. He did, you know, he cares where she is, of course, but he's giving her the freedom to do that because I
to
have
be
another
herself
niece.
Yeah,
right, because I have another niece whose husband is very, very, very controlling, and like she isn't even really. I've noticed her family values have gone down majorly because of him being controlling. So I think I'd rather be able to have my own freedom than to have the controlling.
Yeah. Didn't Howard help one of those neighbors bring a plant inside?
He was he's a gentle person that stands in the background and is supportive. Right. And I think that's why she was able to let him get close to her, because he didn't scare her or threaten her.
Right.
Well, thank you for telling me, because that part was very confusing to me. And finally, I'll say I did not like the slaughtering of the pigs. That really, I sped that up. I couldn't handle that. That really bothered me. And I didn't like the part where whoever had the bait, the pig that she was going to keep, I forgot her name. The guy came in, the butcher came in and shot the pig right.
That was awful.
I did not like that part.
How do you live with yourself after doing something like that?
Yeah, I know.
Horrible.
Yeah.
That poor pig was coming to greet him. I
know.
Talking about. I can't.
Yes. No. Just don't talk about that anymore. Okay.
Next month's book.
Yep. Is that all the comments about the good pig?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, thanks for the recommendation, Sally and Melinda, and because I enjoyed it too. So we had a mixed bag. So that's fine. That makes for better discussion. So next month we meet on April 16th, and we're going to discuss Have you seen Louise Velez? Let's see.
I think I read that one already.
96,316. Well, good. Abby, you can come back because you've already read it. And visit.
Well, it's been a while. I'll have to, yeah. Might need to reread it, but yeah. Yeah.
Well, how do you spell Velez?
V-A-L-E-Z, I think. That's it.
Okay, just one L.
Ellen, what is it about? Just to give us a little summary.
It's V-E-L-E-Z. Have you seen Louise, L-U-I-S?
Louise.
Yeah, Velez. It's very good. It's a human relations story. The in a nutshell, it's about this young boy who, I think he's a teenager, but he comes across this elderly woman, and she's blind, and he keeps asking, "Have you seen Louise Velez?" And he was a helper of hers. He helped her get to the market, and he all of a sudden he quits showing up, and so she's trying to find out what happened to this guy, and this young man gets involved in her life to try to help find out what happened to this guy. And he starts investigating, and he starts helping her in place. So it's a real good story. It's got a lot of good human relations in it. I think y'all enjoyed it. I read it for another book group and really enjoyed it. And that's why I picked it. So
awesome.
I hope you'll come back on the 16th to discuss it next month. Okay. So, we had a good crowd. We had like 13 or 14 here at one point.
Thank you, Ellen.
Yes.
Yeah, so. That was a good discussion.
Thank you, yes. Ellen.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks everybody for your comments.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, guys, we'll see you on Sunday.